A Longmont police sergeant will not face criminal charges for hitting a shooting suspect with his police vehicle during an armed confrontation near Columbine Elementary School last month. Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty announced Tuesday that school resource officer John Garcia and other officers who apprehended a fleeing 26-year-old Jesus Hilario Rodella on January 13 acted well within the law. A review by the county's critical incident team into the incident was independent and thorough, Doherty said in a news release. This investigation highlighted that the officers acted lawfully, but also courageously, Doherty stated. Each one of the officers moved quickly to protect community members and faced direct gunfire. This situation, the county's head prosecutor said, could have ended much worse. The incident began when officers responded to the location of a stolen vehicle and attempted to contact four individuals. Rodella fled and discarded some of his clothing, the news release states. School resource officer Chris Borchowiak moved to protect Columbine Elementary School and encountered Rodella and tried to cut off Rodella's escape route using his marked police vehicle. Rodella opened fire on Borchowiak, shooting three times, the news release states. Borchowiak put his vehicle in park and dove onto the ground to take cover. Borchowiak was able to reach his car radio and told officers the suspect had fired at him. When he saw Rodella, Garcia activated his emergency lights. Garcia is also a school resource officer. Rodella raised his gun at Garcia, who accelerated his police vehicle to strike Rodella, the news release states. Rodella sustained significant injuries and police immediately rendered medical aid, the news release states. Rodella is currently in Boulder County Jail facing attempted murder and first-degree assault charges. Officers found Rodella's handgun at the scene and projectiles were recovered from the police vehicles operated by Borchowiak and Garcia, the news release states. Several blue pills, believed to contain fentanyl, were also recovered from Rodella. Multiple sources of audio and video evidence collected during the review by the critical incident team captured much of what occurred between Rodella, Borchowiak and Garcia, the news release states. Rodella had escaped while on parole in Weld County and he was the subject of two active arrest warrants that had identified him as the suspect in multiple cases involving felony aggravated motor vehicle theft charges, according to the news release. The district's attorney's detailed report can be found at https://www.boulder-county.org/district-attorney/officer-involved-shooting-decision-letters/. For individuals interested in the process and findings of the investigation, Doherty will conduct a virtual town hall via Microsoft Teams at noon on March 1. Questions can be submitted in advance via email to boulderda@bouldercounty.org. The link to join is https://tinyurl.com/4new6f976. Residents can also call into the town hall by calling 720-400-7859 CONFID number 844,519,018#.